From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Firefighters and paramedics, they respond to often horrifying human tragedies. Now, a study out of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences aims to quantify the effects of these events over time on the men and women who experience them. Ann Kendall with Arkansas Public Media reports from Jonesboro, where she visited with a few first responders and spoke by phone with the study's author, Sarah Jones.
At Emerson Ambulance on East Nettleton, paramedic Steve Metcalf says it takes a lot to bother him. He's been at it 24 years, but there are times when the job is hard on his emotions, such as when a call to help a baby who is not breathing turns out to be sudden infant death syndrome.
It's probably when you lose the child that causes you the most, I don't know if you'd call it grief, but that would be when you have the most problem with it.
Not everyone is cut out for the work, but sometimes they have to have the experience to learn that about themselves.
They work two or three shifts and they quit because they can't deal with what they see. Because you can go through EMT school and paramedic school and never see anything bad. And then your first shift on, you get a small child or a burn victim or something that is just really hard to deal with.
What's really hard to deal with might be post-traumatic stress disorder, a psychological condition that's more than just a bad memory. It comes about when someone experiences or witnesses a violent or traumatic event and has trouble moving past it. They may relive the moment again and again. The effects of PTSD on first responders is being studied by researcher Sarah Jones at UAMS.
The big thing that keeps showing up is don't show weakness. Can't show weakness. You'll be looked at differently, not only, you know, as a person, but as someone you're running into a fire with.
Part of the survey seeks to find out if there's a stigma associated with first responders who appear to need some help themselves for psychological trauma.
Let's talk about barriers and facilitators to help seeking. What is it about the culture of the fire and EMS service that stops you or others from wanting to seek help for these issues?
The survey is ongoing, but so far Jones has found that one in four first responders has moderate to major depression, which can involve abrupt changes in personality, trouble solving simple problems, or a lack of self-care. There are also problems with insomnia, nightmares, and anxiety.
It's always been a suck-up, buttercup type thing. If you show any kind of a weakness, you're ostracized and you're thought less of in the male-dominated profession that it is, unfortunately.
That's recently retired firefighter and EMT Tim Grimes. At the cabin he's constructing in Clarendon, he looks out over the lake on Dobbs Landing as he talks about the traumatic memories that are triggered at odd times, such as when a smell or sight reminds him of something he experienced on the job. He wouldn't grill out for 2 years after zipping fire victims into body bags, and he won't watch certain scenes in movies, even ones that are meant to be funny.
All I can think in my head is what I've got to do to fix that person. I can't enjoy the program. I can't focus on anything else. In my mind, if I see someone fall off of a balcony and strike their head, I'm thinking, okay, I got to stabilize the spine. I've got to do this. And that's kind of weird. You know, when you sit down and think about it, everybody else is laughing, having a good time, and you can't do it.
More than 200 first responders across Arkansas answered Jones' survey, and a few dozen were willing to speak on the phone for a more extensive description of their experiences. Jones hopes to expand the study, create a toolkit for first responders who need help, and have the research affect policy in the future. I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.